And welcome, my friends, to the second set of tonight's show, The Cool Jazz Set. Tonight we are falling back into the groove. I hope you remembered to turn your clocks back early this morning at 2 a.m. We lost an hour. Excuse me, we gained an hour. We're back into Eastern Standard Time now. And it got dark awfully quick, and it's getting chilly out there tonight, too. So hopefully you guys are somewhere where it's nice and warm, maybe have a fire going, and if you're lucky, a glass of nice red. Let's see. We'll start this second set with a new release. I just got this from bassist Phil Bowler in his group entitled Pocket Jungle. Pocket meaning trying to stay in the groove. And this is a tune I know you've heard, That Old Devil Moon, Mr. Phil Bowler. We'll be right back. And that was Old Folks, which is, I guess a lot of my listeners are in my class, so that would be playing for me. That was from the great Larry Fuller, a wonderful pianist, and he was nice enough to send this to me, too. This is his new release, and he was with Ray Brown, part of Ray Brown's last trio. A marvelous, marvelous piano player. And bassist on that, Hassan Shakur, Greg Hutcherson, the drummer who was also with Ray and with Larry. And just a beautiful tune, Old Folks. And he does such a nice job. Beautiful arrangement. Let's see. I want to make sure that I welcome my good friends that might be tuning in tonight from WYAP Radio at 101.7 in Clay, West Virginia, and our listeners in Surprise Valley, California, who tune in on KDUP FM, the land of beautiful grandchildren, by the way. And also our newest friends who tune in on Geneva Community Radio from Geneva, New York. And I know it must be chilly up there because it's going to be down in the 30s here in Virginia tonight. So welcome to all of you, and welcome to my friends that are listening to 2 hours of our great American art, Modern Jazz with Taste. We are the cool jazz that originates from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM, streams at WDCE.org. Our show is recorded and will be available for your future enjoyment tomorrow. Just go to our website, which is cooljazzset.com, and click on radio shows, and you'll see that we have probably about 100 hours of music. If you want to scroll down, you can listen to as much modern jazz as you can possibly stand. You may want to do that while you work or study. It goes well. Here's Miss Erin Bodie, young vocalist with her from her album Don't Take Your Time, and this is But Not For Me, Miss Bodie.
Writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas and all, so lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me. Stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could. could guarantee I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and all so lackaday. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me. I guess he's not for me.
And that was the great alto saxophonist Lee Konitz from an album done, I think that was recorded in 2000. Yes, in Germany, I believe. And featuring Lee on alto saxophone, the drummer on that, Falk Willis. Spells his first name F-A-L-K, Falk Willis. And the bassist on this, Thomas Stabenow, S-T-A-B-E-N-O-W. And we heard him on several recordings tonight. He was nice enough to send me a package all the way from Munich, I believe. And we appreciate that very much. He's a fine bass player. Let's see, up next, something I just am delighted to tell you about. Oscar Peterson, as you know, is probably my favorite pianist, favorite trio as well. And back in the early 50s, 1951 and 52, he recorded a number of the great songbooks, the Ellington songbook, the Cole Porter songbook, and the Gershwin songbook. And then that was with Barney Kessel on guitar and Ray Brown on bass, and of course Oscar on piano. And then later in the early 60s, for Verve Records, he had added Ed Thigpen as a drummer in his trio. At that point, had Ray Brown and Ed Thigpen. And he did the songbooks again, changed the arrangements a little bit. Well, they have just released a three-disc set called the Oscar Peterson Songbooks with all three of these songbooks in three discs. And they include the early recording of the tunes, as an example, with the Ellington songbook. And then they record the his latter recording with the drummer, Ed Thigpen. And it's marvelous to have all this in one set. And they digitally remastered it, and it's just wonderful. Anyway, here's a cut from the latter recording with Ed Thigpen from Ellington's songbook, Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums, and Oscar Peterson on piano. And here's Duke Ellington's In a Mellow Tone. Ray Brown is in the house.
no twinkling stars, no high away, no soft guitars. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing by you. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my my romance doesn't need a thing but you. Thank you.
Miss Leila Bialy, pianist and vocalist from her album Tracing Light, My Romance. And that was Guido Basso on flugelhorn. Up next, we had a request for something by the Clayton brothers. That's John Clayton and Jeff Clayton. And they include on this young Gerald Clayton, John's son, on piano, Terrell Stafford on trumpet and flugelhorn, and Obed Calvary on drums. And this is a tune written by Jeff Clayton entitled Big Daddy Adderley's. The Clayton Brothers.
Thank you. Hi, this is Marion McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Marion McPartland, for that timely message, Music Education, taking place right here at the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond, where the cool jazz set originates every Sunday. And we're so delighted that you tuned in tonight. We're falling back in the groove, playing a lot of swinging jazz for you tonight. Well, I'm going to do something that probably has never been done on the jazz programming here. I doubt seriously that anybody's ever thought of it playing her, because she's certainly not much of a jazz singer, but she has recorded an album with Tony Bennett, which I was lucky enough to get a copy of. And I've got to tell you, some of the things that she does on this are very impressive. I want to play Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life, and this is Lady Gaga. That's right, Lady Gaga on the cool jazz set. What is the world coming to? Woo!
To visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distinguished traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Oh, yes. I was wrong. Life is lonely again, and only last year everything seems so sure. Now life is awful. Again, a truffle of hearts could only be a boy. A week in Paris could ease the bite of it. All I care is to smile in spite of. Thank you.
This is J.J. Johnson and Al Gray, two of the great trombonists, from Mr. Jackson. Thank you. And what a nice recording. 1983. J.J. Johnson on trombone, Al Gray on trombone, playing muted trombone. What a nice rhythm section. Kenny Barron on piano. Ray Brown, of course, on bass. You can tell that from that beautiful big fat sound. And Mickey Roker on drums. It's only a paper moon. Well, we're getting close to that time, and I wanted to say thanks for tuning in tonight. It's always a pleasure to play this great music, which you and I both love so much. And I'd like to wish you a happy November and an All Saints Day. And hope your weekend has been lovely and that you didn't lose your power. We were lucky we did not. Boy, the wind was blowing out there in the country, though. But it was nice to get back safe and have power here in Richmond. So until next week, thanks a lot for tuning in. Stay well, stay warm, and I look forward to being with you again soon.
I wonder why a little, why the God above me, who must be in the know, thinks so. Major to minor, every time we say goodbye. To minor every time.